I studied and I taught Kiswahili and French with most of the students that are in the class right now. And I think we had a great time. We were able to get a lot of work done. And what I would like to do for this semester is to, first of all, welcome the new students and work as hard with them, and then so we can accomplish a few. So we can reach a goal. One of the main goal is to raise consciousness. You know, into, you know, a higher level of excellency, you know, for you to always do your best when it comes to learning, especially learning knowledge that has to do with your ancestry, with your heritage. Because when you reconnect with that knowledge, then you strengthen yourself. You strengthen yourself, it means that you are victorious over, you know, struggles and trials in life. So, today is an introductory class. I'm gonna tell you a little bit of what I would like to do with you this semester, and then we're gonna review a little bit. I'm gonna talk with everybody, and we're all gonna say a few words in French and Kiswahili. And of course, I will give you a little bit of homework, but it will be just the beginning. So, the first name I see on this list here is Abena Unique. So, Abena, I do not know you. Can you please tell me who you are and identify yourself in 2 minutes? Thank you.
Can you please repeat the question? Okay. My name is Unique. I am 12 years old. I'm in seventh grade.
Thank you, Unique. Now, Akenke, would you like to introduce yourself, please? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Akenke. I'm 14 years old. I'm in the 10th grade.
Akila and Amira, I know you very well. It's a pleasure to see you again. Bakary, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Bakary, and I'm 12, and I'm in the 7th grade, and I like to sing.
Thank you. Istiko, would you like to introduce yourself? Istiko, are you here with us? Thank you. Isaka Anderson, would you like to introduce yourself, please? Thank you.
My name is Isaka Anderson. I'm in the 12th grade.
Great. Jarissa. Then when Jarissa finish, Naija, then Nayasha. I know Nayasha, I know Nayan, and I know Safiya. So after Jarissa, Naija Brown, and then we can start the class. Thank you.
My name is Jarissa, and I'm from Bermuda.
My name is Nigel. I'm in 10th grade, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Great. I thank you all very much. It's a very good thing that we have more students in the language class. That's going to be making it very much more exciting for us to learn and to interact in a foreign language. In the African language, it's not a foreign language to us because we are African. So, now, what I would like to do, so twice a week we have a language class. Once a week it's Kiswahili and the other class is French. Kiswahili is an African language. French is a language that is not African, it's European, but it's spoken by a lot of Africans, and we'll get soon into details. And that's the reason why we are learning it. So, what I would like to do first, before we are actually, you know, practicing and talking the language, I would like to talk about it, the true story about it, the fact, the information, you know. So, let's do that now. If you look, what we're going to do is to go in the wiki pages, then we're going to click on Ancestors' Breath, Once you click there, so everybody click on Ancestor Breath, and then you will see two introductions. What I would like, I will ask somebody to read the introduction about both languages. And then we can talk about that, you know, a little bit. And then once we know from what perspective we are learning, then we start to learn. So, everybody can see, if everybody is on the page, you can all see that the first paragraph is, let me see something, you know what? I should read what you write. Okay, let me see. Okay, Abena, you don't see it. It's on the page, you know, it's on the first page. Now, everybody now, what you do, you see two paragraphs. You see Swahili introductory course, and then you see French beginner. So let's start reading. But before we read, I would like to make a correction with you. Okay, the first paragraph says Swahili introductory course. Swahili, there is a difference between Swahili and Kiswahili. So that's the first thing you're going to learn right now. What I encourage you to do is to take a piece of paper and to take a pen and to start writing. Even though you all have a computer and a keyboard, I would like during the language class for you to take some time written notes. Very important. So, the first, and as I'm giving you quizzes, tests, exams, everything that I'm telling you, I can ask you during any quiz, any test, or any exam. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is that there is a difference between Swahili and Kiswahili. Swahili is the people and Kiswahili is the language. So when you speak about the people that live on the eastern coast of Africa, you know, that belong to this ethnic group, then you would say Swahili. Swahili, you're talking about the people. But when you're talking about the language, then you use the word Kiswahili. So it is something that I learned not long ago, you know, about 4 months ago. Before that, I didn't know, I thought that, you know, you could use the word Swahili for the language and for the people. So it's just to show you that every day there is something new to learn. And we should always be open to, you know, learning more. So, but you don't have to wait to be my age to know that there is a difference between Swahili and Kiswahili. You now you're supposed to know it. So I hope everybody wrote it. I would like Abena to start reading the first paragraph for me. So later on I will edit in the wiki, and next time you will see Kiswahili, not Swahili. So Abena, can you start reading, please? Thank you.
Swahili Introduction Course. Mastering an African language is vital for people of Africa descent. In this beginner's course, we'll establish the strong foundation that we are needed to reach fluency. Learning Swahili means breaking a wall of division between the diasporic world and the motherland. It opens a door of reconnection. As I'm teaching you Swahili, I hope that we can get to motivate and support each other in this wonderful learning and reconnection process.
Great, that was very good. Thank you very much. Now, everybody, is there any comment, any questions, any feelings or mental observations about this? Great, so we all remember, because I told you less than 5 minutes ago, that Swahili is for the people and Kiswahili is for the language. What I also would like you to write, or at least to know, is that we'll get into more details, you know, during the semester about, you know, the people and the culture, you know, of Swahili. So, now let's read the introduction about the French. French from an African perspective. You're learning all the languages from an African perspective because you are African. But it means that you open yourself to the world. So, Istiko, I would like you to start reading the first lines. You're gonna read until the word oppression. Okay? Istiko.
Are spread across 31 francophone French-speaking African countries. Let's not forget that Africans, French was the first language of oppression. After African countries gained their freedom, independence, the French language remained a tool of communication between the diverse African ethnic groups. France was also an oppressor in Asia, in the Indian Ocean, and in the Caribbean. Therefore, French is now spoken globally. The fact is that French is a tool for global communication. Speaking French opens many doors on all the continents, especially in Africa. If this European language is used so extensively by our people, then it should also be taught from our African positive perspective of liberation, respect, and freedom of the African and universal mind, body, and spirit. I'll teach you French so that you can also language and use it for your best interests. Professional, educational, etc. As students of African descent, you're created to master the use of breath, word for your growth and development, not for your downpression. As we reach more advanced levels of learning, we'll carefully look at the etymology and we'll break down the chains of mental slavery.
Istiko, I thank you very much for reading this paragraph. Now, just to quickly review this, 150 million African people speak French in Africa. This across 31 French-speaking African countries. So these are very, very important facts that you cannot ignore from now on. It means that next quiz, next test, next exam, that will be one of the questions. Now you're supposed to know. So, does anybody have a comment, a question about this paragraph about the French?
Will we be learning French and Kiswahili at the same time, or will it be broken down per semester?
That's an excellent question. We'll have two classes during the week. So we have one class of Kiswahili and one class French. This is an excellent exercise for you. It's better to learn these two languages at the same time, so the French doesn't do too much damages into your brain, because it's balanced by an African language. So, because you're learning a European language, and in this European language there is a lot of traps that are set to brainwash you, it's good that you're learning the African language at the same time. So, if it starts to be a little confusing for you, just let me know and I'll try to make it a little easier. Thank you for your question. Any other question? Great. So, let's start, but today will be the only class, because it's the first class where we're going to be doing a little bit of both, because I want the old students to review a little bit and I want the new one to get familiarized with everything. But the homework will be to review all of the lessons. Everything that you see that's written, all the lessons and homeworks that you see on the wiki page, I would like for the old student and the new student to read it For the new student, even though you don't understand it, you still read it. You read everything. And then we start from there next week. So, for now, Adana writes that it's a lot. It's not a lot because I'm not asking you to learn it by heart, I'm just asking you to read it. So, do what you can, do your best. For now, let's just practice, with you. I'm going to ask a question, very easy question in Kiswahili. I'm sure that the old students know the answer. So I would like them to take a little time to give me the answer. I want to see if some new students know the answer. Okay, so the question is, Hamjambo. And I write it. Hamjambo. So some of the old students know the answer, but do not send it now. Do not say it now. Let's wait to see if a new student know it. Hamjambo, hamjambo.
Hamjambo.
Great, Izaka tried to give us an answer. I think he said sea jumbo. If that's what he said, that's close, but that's not the right answer. Akente says sea jumbo too. That's close, but that's not the exact answer, but that's very close. Any other answer? Akila and Amira sent me an answer via private text, and that was the right answer. Jarissa says jumbo. That's close to it. Anybody else? Any other answers?
No.
I think Nigel Brown said Hatu jumbo. Great, so what I like about this beginning of class is that you all seem to be dynamic, so that's very good. We have to keep on being dynamic. So I saw a couple of answers from new students that were not totally wrong, but they were not exact. However, I'm very, very glad that you gave me these answers. I think it was Isaka and somebody else. The question I asked was ham jumbo. Ham jumbo means how are you, but it's the plural way. Because you are a group of people, a group of students, I couldn't ask who jumbo, I had to ask ham jumbo. Ham jumbo is the way you ask how are you to a group of people. And the answer is not si jumbo, because si jumbo is the answer that you give when it's one person. The answer for a group of people is hatu jumbo. I am sending it right now in the text chat. You will see that the answer for ham jumbo, and I'm writing everything, is hatu jumbo. Everybody can see it in the text chat. What does ham jumbo and hatu jumbo mean? Ham jumbo means how are you all doing, and hatu jumbo means we are fine. So take that information, whether it's in a piece of paper or somewhere, write that information. I will not repeat it. Now, the answers that Isaka and another student gave me, si jumbo, it was the answer for who jumbo. So let me write that too here. Who jumbo means how are you? And that's what you ask to one person when you want to know how one person is doing. And then the answer is si jumbo. Si jumbo means I am fine. I am fine. And that is the answer that one person would give you. So I sent everything in the text chat. I wrote who jumbo in Kiswahili. The translation in English, S-I-N-G means singular. so we can, you know, we're going to use these terms, abbreviations. S-I-N-G means singular. So singular means for one, like single, one person. How are you? And the answer is C. Jumbo. I am fine. So I hope that you're taking notes. Now let me ask Jarissa. Jarissa, C. Jumbo, Jarissa. Jarissa, I will ask you again. I will ask you again. Who Jumbo?
Jumbo.
Asante, Jarissa, asante. Asante for new students. Asante is the word for... Oh, what am I doing here? I'm talking to you in tree. I'm so sorry. Okay. So, Jarissa, thank you for your answer. Now, what I would like... I would like to ask, let me ask Niall. Niall is one of the students that used to be here, you know, during the last semester. So, Niall, do you remember how to count? Do you remember how to count, Niall? Let's say from 1 to 5 or 1 to 10. If you remember, let us know. Okay, Niall says no. I know that some of the other students from last semester must remember a little bit. Let me ask to the new students. Do you know how to count in Kiswahili just a little bit? I'm asking to new students. Abe say no. Bakari, yes. Okay. Great. Okay, some of you know how to count from 1 to 3, and some of you know how to count some more and some less. So, what we're going to do, we're going to do a little bit of counting. What I would like is to start counting from 1 to 10, and everybody repeat for pronunciation. If you can do that, that would be great. Then I will ask each of you to count a little bit. Okay? So, let's start with, everybody repeat after me. I want to hear all of your voices. If I can't hear them, I want to guess it. So, let's start with zero. Zero is Sifuri. Everybody says Sifuri. Should I write it in here? Yeah. Sifuri. Sifuri. Everybody says Sifuri. One is Moja. 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 Then we have Mbili. Okay, so what I'm doing it, I'm writing everything here in the text chat, and then we will review. So we have Mbili. Then we have Tree, which is Tatu. Tatu. Everybody say Tatu. Great. Four is Ne. Ne. Four is Ne. Then we have five, which is Tano. Five is Tano. Then we have six. Six is Sita. Sita. So as I'm writing it, you know, you take and you keep that information. Six is Sita. Set, which is seven, is Saba. Seven is Saba. Seven is Saba. Eight is Nane. Eight is Nane. Nine is Tisa. Nine is Tisa. And then 10 is Kumi. 10 is Kumi. So you see all of the numbers in the text chat. Now, let's do it. You can read it as we are pronouncing and spelling it. So as you are saying it, you look at the words. And that's how you will better yourself in pronunciation. Look at all the letters. So let's start with zero. Sifuri, Moja, Mbili, Tatu, Ne, Tano, Sita, Saba, Nane, Tisa, Kumi. Great. I hope everybody took a chance to repeat the numbers. Let's do it one more time. Sifuri, Moja, Mbili, Tatu, Ne, Tano, Sita, Saba, Nane, Tisa, Kumi. So, let me ask Naija Brown to read all the numbers for me. Naija Brown, are you here? Can you read the number for us? Thank you.
0 Sifa, 1 Moja, 2 Mbili, 3 Tatu, 4 Ni, 5 Tano, 6 Sita, 7 Saba, 8 Nani, 9 Tisa, 10 Kumi.
Naija, that was excellent. Next time, just read the Kiswahili part, because we don't need to hear the English for now. So, I will ask Nile to read the numbers for me, and don't read the English, just read the Kiswahili. Great, so let me ask Isaka or Isaka Anderson to read the Kiswahili numbers for me from 1 to 10, thank you. Isaka, are you around? Are you able to read the numbers? Thank you.
I apologize, my talking out button was acting up. Sifer, Moja, Mobili, Tetu, Ni, Temu, Sita, Saba, Name, Tita, Tisa, and Kumi.
For a new student, you're doing pretty well. Let's make a few corrections. The number 2, it's written M, you know, it's written M-B-I-L-I, but you do not say Mbili, you say Mbili. Okay, Mbili. And then I think for number 4, you said Ni, but you do not say Ni, you say Ne, Ne. And N-E is pronounced Ne. And then for number 8, I think you say nani, it's nane. When you see a E in Kiswahili, the letter E in Kiswahili is pronounced A. It's not pronounced E, it's pronounced A. And let me write that in the text chat. Okay? E is pronounced A. So Isaka, next time you see a E, don't pronounce it like E, you pronounce it A. So, Sifuri, Moja, Mbili, Tatu, Ne, Tano, Sita, Saba, Nane, Tisa, Kumi. These are the numbers from 1 to 10 in Kiswahili. We have practiced just a little bit. When you read all of the lessons for next week, you will get familiar with it, and then I'll give, you know, everybody will learn very quick. So, okay, we know for as an introduction to this Kiswahili course for this semester, we know a couple of things now. We know that Kiswahili, this word is used when you refer to the language, and Swahili, it's a word that's used when you refer to the people. We also know how to say, how are you to one person, which is Hujambo. And this person would answer Si Jambo. We also know how to say how are you to a group of people. It's, we know it, it's Ham Jambo. And then the answer would be Hatu Jambo. So we know that. We have that information written down. We also know how to count from 1 to 10. For the one who didn't know before, now at least you heard it a couple of times and you get a chance to say it, to spell it. So you started the learning process already. And so these are important points. Let me tell you something else, and it's something that you'll learn very soon too. Kiswahili is an official language in Tanzania and in Kenya. So you have to write that somewhere, even though it's in the wiki, but I want you to pay great attention to that fact. Kiswahili is the official language in Tanzania and in Kenya. Once you know that, you have to know that it's spoken by about 65 million Africans throughout the continent, okay, in many, many countries. So, many, many countries in Africa. So, this is an information that, you know, pretty important. Certain things you must know. To be honest with you, not knowing is like a disability, you know, especially if you have the opportunity, you know, if you're exposed to the knowledge. So I'm telling you that because I strongly encourage you to work as hard as you can in this class. Now, what I would like, so we did a little bit of Kiswahili. Everybody now has a little bit of an idea of what the language is. During this semester, we'll read books, we'll read text, we'll do a lot of conversation, we'll write, hopefully, you know, little news. You know, we'll do a lot of things with this African language. And also, right now I'm trying to find some African students in Africa that would be willing to communicate with you, you know, communicate with you, whether it's by writing or, you know, just talking. So really, learning now is soon going to help you connect on a practical level with brothers and sisters of your age. Now, what I would like you to do, and for us to do, is to go to French before the end of the class. The class is finishing around 3:30, so let's do a little bit of French. And as I told you, it's the only class where we do both. Okay, so next Thursday coming, we'll have a French class. So, French from an African perspective, let me ask somebody in this class, let me ask, let's say Niasha. Niasha, I know you used to be, you know, you used to be one of the very, very good students last year. So I want you to share with us what you have learned, and also, you know, tell us a little bit about the class. Thank you.
Okay, well, I really enjoyed the French class last year. What we learned, what I, in terms of learning from an African perspective, I think we did a great job with that, learning from an African perspective, because one of the things we looked at was in, I believe it was Guadeloupe. We looked at a news report from there about what was happening with those people there, along with the French class, and also knowing that that was happening to our people there who also are French speaking. And also, I also, to get more familiar with French, we also looked up some music in French, and I found this old artist, this old black rap artist, and from actually in France, rapping in French. So that was kind of an interesting way to get more familiar with it and how it flows and all of that. So I really appreciated learning it from that perspective. So it was great.
Niasha, thank you very much for sharing comments, you know, your comments and, you know, everything that you remember about the class. Is there anybody else from last semester that would like to make a comment or, you know, inform the other students, talk to them, give them advice, tell us about something that they like about the French class? So if any of the old students want to talk, it's time now.
I really like the French class, as well as the Swahili class, but I really like the French class, just as far as, you know, broadening, you know, the languages that I know and everything. Yeah, I like the French class. I like that I'm learning to twist my mouth in different ways, when I speak, you know, that's kind of what you have to do with French, and, you know, the different pronunciations and stuff. It was kind of hard at first, but, you know, I got better at it, so I liked it.
I liked the class also. I liked both of the classes. And in terms of advice for any new students, I would say make sure you take notes. Always, always, always take notes and study your notes on a regular basis so that you can become more and more fluent, and memorization will come easier to you if you take notes and practice them, because when you're writing it down, it just really reinforces all of the meaning and everything, and it has really helped me when I've actually applied it. And also just being creative with it, coming up with everything from, like, I know in Bible Kids' class we use mind movies, or like some people use flashcards. I know a couple of times we had a study group in here, just being real creative and having fun with it, and then finding somebody who you can talk to. Like when I was using French, it was easier for me to find people just who I knew who, oh, they just happen to be speaking French, so we could go back and forth and stuff like that. So having fun with it and also taking it very seriously, because it's a really great skill that if you apply yourself, that you could really pick up and have, which can be very rewarding. So that's my advice.
My experience in this class was pretty difficult last year, because when it comes to languages, I'm kind of slow, but during the end of the year, I kind of got it and whatever, because and everything. Yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody, for sharing. What I would like you to do is to remember what Ife said about the importance of taking notes. That is a great exercise for your brain too, to take notes. As you're typing on that keyboard, you're pressing the extremities of your fingers, which is a nice stimulation, that's very good, but also it's good to write. So, as you are listening in the headset and you're typing on the keyboard, find 2 minutes to write. So that makes you, that teaches you to multitask and to do it well. So, now, so we're learning a European language, but as we read before in the introduction, we do it from positive perspective of liberation, respect, and freedom of the African and universal mind, body, and spirit. So that is from this perspective that you are learning French. And maybe more as you grow, you know, within yourself, you might, and you reconnect with yourself, you might even find more than that. But you're not learning French so you can go to Paris and buy Yves Saint Laurent bags or, you know, Chanel perfumes. That's not why you're learning French. So, now, let's... Does anybody, do you have questions? Do you have any questions? Great. Let's do a little bit of French alphabet. The reason why we're going to start with pronouncing the alphabet is because that's a great introduction to pronounce, you know, trying to pronounce the letters in the right way. If you pronounce the letter in the right way, that will be easier for you to pronounce words. So we start with the letters, and then of course with letters you make words. So if you know how to pronounce the letters, it will be easier to pronounce the words. So, I am going to say each letter, and you all repeat after me. So, as I say the letter, you repeat. Let's start with A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J K L M L O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z. Now, we're gonna do something. I am going to say the whole alphabet, and then I will ask each and every one of you to tell me a couple of letters. So, the exercise is, listen. If you fully listen, then you should be memorizing as any sound you say once. You know, so try your best. Right now, you should be putting all of your attention into listening to the alphabet. And then, when I finish the alphabet, then I will ask you a couple of questions. So, listen. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Let me ask Abena to tell, you know, to repeat the letter, the following letters. A, B, C, D. I repeat A, B, C, D. Abena, I want to hear.
A, B, C, D.
Perfect. Perfect pronunciation. Now, Akenke. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. E, F, G, H. You can see it here in the text chat. And read it as you say it. E, F, G, H. Your turn, Akenke. Akenke, that is excellent. Beautiful pronunciation. And I know you are one of the new students. So basically, that shows me that you are attentive and quick to learn. So that's very good. Akira and Amira, I would like you to repeat the following letters. Since you are all students, I want you to say everything from A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. I, J, K, L. You see it in the text chat. I, J, K, L. Since you are not new students, you're going to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. Your turn. And both of you, you can do it together. I can hear both of your voice together. That's fine.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
That is perfect. Nothing else to say but perfect. And what I like is that not only you spelled the letter properly, but you were able to spell the alphabet together. Both of you, you were in accordance and in harmony, and that's very good. That's a good exercise too. So, now, so we know A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. The following letters are M, N, O, P. It's in the text chat. M, N, O, P. M, N, O, P. M, N, O, P. So, Bakari. Bakari, I would like you to read these letters for me. M, N, O, P.
M, N, O, P.
Bakari, it's very, very good. New student, new good student. Very good. Now, MNOP, now we have the following letters are Q, R, S, T. Q R S T. You can see it in the text chat now. Q R S T. That's Isticle's turn. Isticle. Q R S T. Isticle.
Q R S T.
Isticle, that's amazing. It's perfect. These new students are very, very good, and they seem to be a little young too, and but excellent students. Thank you. Now, QRST. Now, the following letters will be Q, V, W. I'm only giving three letters for this one because they kind of, the last one is difficult. So we have U, it's in the text chat, look at it. We have U, then we have V, and then we have double V. Double V. We have double V. So W in English becomes double V. And I'm writing it in the phonetic way in the, in the text chat, double V. Okay, double V. So that's what you see here in the text chat, double V. So the letters, the following letters would be U, V, double V. And that is Isaka's turn. Isaka, U, V, double V. Very good, very good, Isaka. That's excellent. And now the following letters, after UVW, the last letters are X, Y, okay, X, Y, Z. And then you can see it in the text chat, X. So X, let me write something for you here to help you learn. So the first letter is X, X, X. The next letter is Y, Y. So it's how you could spell it, Y, Y. Do you see it in the text chat, everybody? Somewhat phonetic spelling, Y. And then the last letter would be Z, 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 Z. Everybody say Z. And you can see it too in the text chat, Z. So, what I will do right now is, we have excellent new students and we have excellent old students. We have an excellent classroom. Right now, what I would like to do is to, I'm going to ask Ife to recite the alphabet with the perfect pronunciation, the whole alphabet, and the rest of the classroom, the other students, should just repeat after her. Ife is going to do it, then I'm going to ask Nyasha to do it. And if there is a volunteer, they can do it too. So three of you is going to do it. So first, it's going to be Ife. You say each letter and you give them some time so they can all repeat it. Thank you, Ife.
Okay. So I haven't done this in a long time, so bear with me, but here we go. A, B, C, D.
I have to stop you, I have to stop you. We cannot start the French alphabet with A. A is English. The first letter is A. Good, but everything else was good, so you have to start with A.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, K, L, M, N, O, V W X Y Z.
Israel, thank you very much for trying. Now, what I would like is for everybody to make sure that they follow the instructions that I give. What I asked was for Israel to say each letter and for everybody to repeat. I didn't hear none of the students around me repeat after Ife. So these students should repeat. And the other students in the houses and wherever they are should also repeat after the leading student. That's how you're going to get a chance to practice and to learn. So, Ife, thank you. Now let's try again with, I think I asked Niasha. Niasha, what I would like you to do is to start reciting the alphabet. You say each letter and you give everybody some time to repeat. So as Niasha says A, everybody should say A. When Niasha says B, everybody should repeat B. Okay? So that's what's going to happen now. Niasha, your turn. Thank you.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, E, G, K, L, M, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Niasha, thank you very much. You did very well. Your pronunciation is great. I also want to thank everybody this time for trying to follow her. So thank you very much. Next time, what I would like is that the students who repeat with a little more conviction. And a little less, just a little more conviction and clarity in the voice. So, Niasha, thank you, Ife, you did it. Niasha, you did it. Is there another student from last semester who would like to go over the whole alphabet? Any other student? In this classroom, I see Akila and Amira from last semester, and I see Niasha, and I see Safiya Washington, and I see Niall. So I already worked with Ife and with Niasha. Therefore, somebody between Niall, Safiya Washington, and who else? And Akila and Amira should be able to read the alphabet and lead everybody else. So if none of you volunteer, we'll have to pick up one. So Akila and Amira volunteer themselves. Very good. So, Akila, and then Safiya will do it too. Fine. So first, Akila and Amira, once again, very quickly, you read the whole alphabet and everybody else is repeating after you. We all practice. Okay, Akila, Amira, that was good. A couple of mistakes at the end. I was very happy to hear that most of the students that were listening didn't reproduce the same mistake. You said U, then you said V, which is wrong. It's V, and then you said W, which is wrong. It's W. But the good thing about it is that some of the students who were repeating didn't repeat the mistake. So, that's a great lesson too. It's good to be able to, I would not say, you know, the word is follow or work with, you know, some of your brothers and sisters, but it's good also to keep your mind functioning. So, great. So basically, thank you very much. And I said the couple of letters that were wrong were U-V-W. Great. Now, so that was a brief introduction of what we will simply do. We will do a lot of, you know, exercises, interaction, and we learn progressively. Hopefully, at the end of this semester, we can start talking to each other in the foreign, you know, in French or in Kiswahili. So now, I want to thank everybody, the students, as well as the other teachers, as well as Baba Kessa, as well as Mama Ofeya, for giving us the opportunity to come together and to learn these languages together. So I want to thank you in Kiswahili, Asante, and I want to thank you in French, Merci. If you have any comments, any appreciations, now it's time to share, and then Baba Wekesa will take the mic and talk to you.
I appreciate Mommy Apende, and I appreciate all the new students, you know, jumping in and getting the pronunciations right and everything. And I'll see y'all on Thursday.
Oh, everybody, sorry to interrupt. Before I let you go, I want to let you know that on Sunday, September 13, I am having a language workshop. That's a great way for you to practice your Kiswahili. So if you have any questions about this, you can ask me on Thursday or send me an email. But we will study Kiswahili on Sunday afternoon if you're interested. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate everyone for coming to class. I appreciate you, Mommy Apende, for coming back this year. And I'm teaching Swahili and French. And welcome new students again. And
I appreciate everyone for coming to class and for the new students jumping in and giving it a try, and to the old students for picking up their old knowledge, and as always, Mommy Apende for teaching and helping us out, and I will see you, most of you, tomorrow and the rest of you on Thursday.
Hello, folks. This is Bob Wekesa. I want to say it's been a great day, a great beginning. We will still, there's a lot to cover. There's a lot of information, you know, about the text chat and those things that we will get to. That's what this week is for, to get you started and also get you oriented. Please keep asking questions. Ask questions of yourself. Ask questions of your other students. Thank you, Brother Balogun. Thank you, Mama Nubuntu. Thank you, Mama Yapende. Missing today is right now is a sister who was here earlier, Sister Deni Ade. And I really do thank all of you and your parents, Mama Afua from Bermuda, who was with us for most of the day as well. Today is the beginning of a tremendous year. It is truly a privilege to have teachers who love you and who care about you. She's still here. Okay, excellent, Mama Afua, who's been, you know, responsible for starting our cluster in Bermuda. Mama Nubuntu will be holding a cluster here in Atlanta. Mama Yapende actually will be hosting, is willing to host one. We'll see if we can get one. At her place as well, and we're just growing this year, and you are a big part of that. Your work, your hard work, your showing. Now, I will tell you, every between 6 and 9 weeks, you will have demonstrations, public demonstrations. I've said it last year, but as a requirement this year, you will have to show what you know to the community. You will have to go out and make presentations, both in this space with other people invited and outside of the space. also want to appreciate Mama Fia, who's both been on the phone, been on the background, talking to parents. And speaking of parents, thank you so much for entrusting your children, the greatest gift that God has ever given you, entrusting them to us. We really appreciate that, appreciate all that you do. Students, this is going to be a great year. Please put the hammer down this year. There's a lot to do. In the morning, let's start off in the assembly room that just says AYA. It's also called the AYA public room. Let's start there in the morning. If you're in a cluster, you will, and it's organized because we're having some work there as well. If it's not organized, then you will get here. If the coordinator has you go into a circle at 8:15, then you'll do that for 10 minutes. Otherwise, I expect to see everybody here at 8:15 in the morning, either in a cluster circle or here in the assembly room, not here, but in the assembly room that you were into earlier. From there, we'll make sure that you get to science and math, get to your project classes and study classes, etc. Asante sana, medowo, nakapinda sana, that's all I know how to say I love you in those languages. I'll keep learning. Take care. See y'all tomorrow. Save your text chat for those who know how to do that. Save your text chat.
For those who don't know how to do that, if you scroll your mouse over the white text chat part of your window and right click, you'll see something that says save as. If you click that, you can give it a title, which means that you'll save everything that's in the body of your text chat. So if you need to go back and do homework and stuff like that, you'll have it for you. So, and if anybody needs any more help, please feel free to ask me.
Hello, hello.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Yes, Unique, you can save it on your USB. You then expect it, that really you need to then save, we'll teach you how to save it to the wiki page as well. For those of you who know how to do that, make it happen.
Okay, bubbles.
I enjoyed this.